From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Huge voter turnouts are reported in Kansas and Kentucky, where the Republican presidential candidates are competing for votes. Republican frontrunner Donald Trump canceled a planned appearance at a major conservative political conference Saturday near Washington. He chose instead to hold a campaign rally in Kansas. The billionaire businessman did not let up on his attacks on his closest rival, Texas Senator Ted Cruz. He once again called Cruz a liar and told security to throw several people out at the Kansas rally.
You know, you have lying Ted Cruz, and he comes and he holds up the Bible, and then he tells you exactly what I didn't say. All these guys, I say something, I make it very clear, then they get on television, Donald Trump just said, and it's like totally different.
In Florida, meanwhile, Senator Marco Rubio said that Trump's rhetoric does not reflect the spirit of the Republican Party.
Conservatism is not an attitude. Conservatism is not how loud can you be, how offensive can you be, how many bad words can you say, how many ridiculous things can you say on television. That is not conservatism.
Four states, Kansas, Kentucky, Louisiana, and Maine, and the U.S. territory of Puerto Rico are holding Republican primaries and caucuses Saturday and Sunday. Democratic voters will make their choice in three states, Kansas, Louisiana, and Nebraska. The Obama administration's envoy to the coalition fighting the Islamic State says the operation to throw the militant group out of the Iraqi city of Mosul is underway. Brett McGurk said in Baghdad that the elements are being put in place to drive ISIL from the Iraqi city. He cautioned that retaking the city will be difficult. The Islamic State took control of Mosul in June of 2014. This is VOA News. President Obama says he will urge leaders from Silicon Valley and other tech hubs to help tackle some of the problems facing the country when he travels to the South by Southwest conference next week. Mr. Obama said that greater use of technical innovation in government has made it easier for students to apply for financial aid, for Americans to buy health insurance, and for immigrants to track their green card applications.
That's what this is all about, making sure our government, of the people and by the people, works better for the people in the 21st century. It's about Americans working together to make a real difference in people's lives.
The president said how well a government serves its people depends on how much talented individuals contribute to the common good. South by Southwest is an annual conference in Austin, Texas, devoted to film, music, interactive media, and technology. Turkish police fired tear gas and rubber bullets at hundreds of protesters trying to resist the takeover of the country's biggest newspaper Saturday. The Zaman newspaper was seized by authorities in a crackdown on opposition media linked to a religious group whose leader lives in exile in the United States. Police confronted around 500 protesters Saturday outside the Istanbul offices of Zaman. The crackdown, which also affected the English-language newspaper Today's Zaman, was the latest in a series of actions against Muslim cleric Fethullah Gulen, who is now a U.S. resident. The Ankara government accuses him of treason. Leaders from Iran and Turkey are calling for cooperation in putting an end to conflicts and sectarian violence in the region. Speaking at a joint news conference Saturday in Tehran, Turkish Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu said Iran and Turkey can collaborate to end conflicts and bloody fratricide. Iran's Vice President Eshag Janhagiri said Iran and Turkey have disagreed over handling the crisis, but both sides are determined to move towards stability. Turkey is a main backer of rebels fighting to topple Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. Iran, along with Russia, supports the Assad government. And Slovaks went to the polls Saturday for lawmakers in an election where Europe's migration crisis bears a lot of weight. Slovakia is due to take over the European Union's rotating presidency in July. That could position its government to play a bigger role in EU policy discussions on the migration crisis. The ruling Smer party of Prime Minister Robert Fico is expected to lose some seats following corruption scandals and complaints about low pay. For more, log on to our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.